Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Appreciate this guy checking in at about this time each and every week. The NBA Finals are, we're maybe 48 minutes away from the Toronto Raptors winning their first ever NBA championship. Joining me right now, you can catch him on SiriusXM's NBA channel. You can catch him on NBA TV. You can find him on Twitter, at HoopsCritic. Brian Geltzeiler joining me on the show. Geltz, I guess we'll start with the most important part of this, my money, which I put this question out there earlier on Twitter. Would you throw down maybe a sawbuck or two on Kevin Durant at 30-1 to win finals MVP, knowing that there could be, if he comes back healthy, there could be a nice comeback from 3-1 narrative out there, or am I crazy right now?
Well, Sean, there was a wise man once said to me something about if involving your dad and your mom. So, like, I'm not going on this. I wouldn't put a dime on it. I don't think Durant's playing in a series. I think they right now what you're getting out of there is the fact that they're looking to float something here where Durant is not – he doesn't want to be perceived as his free agency is affecting any of this. And I don't believe his free agency is affecting any of this. But the reality is this, he's just not ready to come back. And I think they may have overpromised and they're under-delivering here regarding that promise. But, you know, the guy's got to be a healthy player to be able to come back and contribute. And I just don't know that they've seen enough of that out of him right now to put him on the court responsibly. I think that's where it ends. And I think I'd be very surprised if Kevin Durant were active tomorrow night, let alone somebody that played a significant role in what happened in the result of that game.
Do you think it's something more serious than just a calf strain?
No, I think maybe he tore the calf. I don't know if it's a strain necessarily, but in the end, that's semantic. In time, it'll all heal up just the same way. So I know there's a lot of talk that it was an Achilles injury.
Right.
It's an Achilles injury. He's not even in the spot to be able to consider coming back right now and practicing and playing. It's, you know, he wouldn't be practicing right now. So no, I don't believe it's an Achilles injury. I think it may have been a tad more of a severe calf injury than what they initially diagnosed, and that happened. The other thing is this: is there could have been a setback that we don't know about that they're trying to kind of keep under wraps here. So the thing is this: the fact that you can make it even a question for the Raptors, whether or not Durant's going to play, even if it's the smallest advantage in the world, it's a little bit of an advantage for the Warriors. And let's face it, with the way the series is playing out, the Warriors need every advantage they can get, Johnny.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that, Giltz. The Raptors, I've been saying that even before, KD's been out the whole time, but even before all the Clay and Looney and all this other stuff, the Raptors were just the better team. I mean, do you agree with me like that the Warriors are basically 5 good minutes of basketball in game 2 away from this being a sweep right now?
It's possible. Listen, they played a very good third quarter and held on in the fourth when things got tough. They're a high-character team. So I hear what you're saying about it, and yes, that third quarter certainly, you know, lifted them to a Game 2 victory. That stands as their only victory in the series. But I also think that it's still a really proud group. The thing is that, you know, for those, you know, Warriors people that like to say, well, they don't need Kevin Durant, duh, you think? I mean, listen, that's why you're not competing this team right now. The Warriors set a trend in the league regarding length on the perimeter. And Kevin Durant defines length on the perimeter on both ends of the floor as good or as much as any player in the league right now. And everybody's kind of gone that way, and the Raptors really took it to a different level. And with obviously Leonard and guys like Siakam and Danny Green that's got some length, and Ibaka's an athlete out on the perimeter and plays 5 for you that way, they got guys, and you know what, their little guys have played well. Larry's had a pretty good series here. Larry getting in the paint has been an engine, and in 2 of these 3 wins that has fueled their 3-point shooting in a unique kind of fashion. You know, so and they've just done an amazing job matching up with this Warrior team. But also keep one thing in mind about the Warriors. The Warriors were not built to play without Kevin Durant. They don't have enough scoring. This team was built to have Kevin Durant in the lineup. Their big scoring punch is Curry, Thompson, and Durant. Let's face it, there's not much after it. And right now, this is a team, for as prolific offensively as they've been through the course of this run, this is a team right now that is just doesn't have enough offense to be able to beat the team that they're up against in the NBA Finals.
Brian Geltzeiler joining me on CBS Sports Radio. So, Geltz, along those lines, if this is a Warriors team that sounds like they're pretty overmatched right now, and it sounds weird to ask this knowing that the guy's a two-time MVP and he's probably the greatest shooter in the history of the game, but if they're able to pull off this comeback without Kevin Durant, presumably Steph Curry's going to need to be the Steph that's out there scoring 40 to 50 points every night. What would a comeback like this mean for Steph Curry, given the fact that he hasn't won a Finals MVP and they're, you know, just what kind of moment would this be if they were able to come back specifically for Steph Curry?
I think historically you would look at him as one of the best lead guards as opposed to one of the great lead guards that's ever played the game. And I say that in the fact that, I mean, you could probably put Curry in your top five right now, maybe even your top seven. But you come back 3-1 on this team in the absence of Durant, and you're top two. You can make a case up against Magic. You can put yourself right there with Oscar. It would be that kind of accomplishment. Listen, I will say this to you, Shawnee. The single best accomplishment I've seen for an all-time great in all my years of watching basketball is LeBron James bringing the Cleveland Cavaliers back from 3-1 against a 73-win team to win a Game 7 on the road and win an NBA title and bring it back to Cleveland. I don't know that you can name one better. This one will be right there with that one, just because without Durant, with as well as the Raptors are playing, with having to get a Game 7 on the road, all of it together would give Steph Curry a legacy that he doesn't have right now. I mean, he's got a great legacy, don't get me wrong, but it would take it to another level. With all that said, there's a reason it would take it to another level. It's going to be a really, really hard rabbit to pull out of his hat.
Geltz, the Raptors, if they end up closing this thing out, then obviously the Kawhi Leonard trade was the ultimate success because they won a championship. You've said many times when we've talked on this show that you don't think Kawhi Leonard, win or lose, he's not going back to Toronto. He's going somewhere else. So let's assume that that's the case and he goes somewhere else. What does next year look like for the Raptors? Are they a lottery team? Are they a playoff team? And what does the future look like in terms of Toronto being able to rebuild without Kawhi Leonard going forward?
Well, I think Toronto's going to have some big questions to answer. I think without Kawhi, they could certainly be a playoff team next year. Keep in mind, I mean, he missed 22 games this year. They were 17-5. So there's no reason that they can't bring the same group back and be a playoff team in the absence of Kawhi Leonard. OG Anunoby will actually play a lot here. He didn't play, you know, he didn't have a great season this season, but he's a good young player. He'd replace him. But keep one thing in mind, you know, there's a pretty quick turnaround in store for the Raptors. Siakam's a guy that's going to be there long-term, and they're going to keep. Anunoby's another one. Van Vliet's a good young player, but his contract's up in the summer of 2020, as is Lowry's, as is Gasol's, as is Ibaka's. And that frees up about $85 million in cap space. And whoever's there, and I'm saying whoever's there because I'm not sure it's going to be Masai Ujiri, you know, Washington hasn't filled that vacancy yet, and I've heard there's jobs that are currently filled that maybe would be vacated if Masai Ujiri were potentially available. So there's some things that are out there right now regarding him and a lot of uncertainty, but whoever it is going to have a wealth of cap space to remake this team on the fly. And having won a title at a certain point in Toronto, having Pascal Siakam be a guy that at a young stage of his career was able to earn a ring and understands what that takes and what that requires and have a little Kawhi Leonard in him, I think they can turn this thing around and bounce back pretty quickly if that's what ends up happening. I do believe that's what's going to happen. But nonetheless, I will tell you this, in a lot of cases where you see a superstar player leave a location like Kawhi Leonard, who right now looks like the best player in the league, and if he leaves there, I don't think you're going to get a lot of rancor out of the Toronto fans and the Toronto community. I think they're going to be very grateful that he bought them a championship, something they've waited a long time for, and this is an incredible fan base. So I think for Kawhi, if he can close this thing out and then he rides off into the sunset to play where he wants to play, that's a win-win.
Oh, yeah. I'd much rather Geltz be walking into a rebuild job, not walking into, but undertaking the rebuild in Toronto than walking into the beginning of John Wall's Supermax in Washington. Yuck.
I hear you, but he's got other considerations, Sean. You know, he's very involved in a lot of the charities, works with in Africa, being in Washington, D.C., being close to his buddy 44 over there. There's certainly some interesting stuff there that Masai's got that go beyond basketball. And I hear you. Listen, John Wall, Supermax, having this be the first year, doesn't exactly make that an attractive cap situation. But again, for Masai, a lot of this is bigger than basketball.
Sure, absolutely. So, Geltz, what happens in Game 5 tomorrow night?
You know, I actually think the Warriors may stretch this to a Game 6. I really do. They lost two games in a row by double digits. And as much as it seems like the Raptors have them conquered, they're better than this. they can be better than this. Looney's going to play again. Clay will be out there playing again. I'm not even looking necessarily for Durant, but I think they can do a better job offensively. I think they can unlock a lot more than what they have up till now. And I don't think their defense has been that bad, Shawnee. I just think they've had trouble scoring enough to be able to beat this Raptor team. So I'm going to go out on a limb and tell you. I mean, listen, I was very surprised. The line's only 3. Like, you would figure the Raptors would be favored a lot more with the fact that they won 2 games in Oracle by double digits. I think that tells you a little something about what the Warriors have underneath the hood right now. I think the Warriors could stretch it to 6. I don't think this thing's over by a long shot, Johnny.
Wow, there you go. Brian Geltzeiler, you can get him on SiriusXM's NBA channel, NBA TV, and on Twitter. Got to follow him on Twitter, at HoopsCritic. Geltz, appreciate it. Enjoy the game tomorrow night, and we'll talk again soon, my friend.
I look forward to it, pal. You too. Take care.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.